Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 6, and we're moving along in the preliminary verses there where Paul's unfolding these beautiful truths about our relationship to the power of sin as a result of being in Christ, and how our participation with Christ in His death specifically has affected our relationship to sin. Now let's move on in his discussion. Let's pick up there in chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we have been buried with Him through baptism into death. And he's just reiterating what he said already in verse 3. He says, do you not know that when you were baptized into Christ, you were baptized into His death? And then he says it another way right here. He's affirming it. First, he asks it as a question. He's probing the hearts of the readers. And see, when we read this, we need to allow these questions to probe our heart. The questions are meant to probe what we actually believe. And this is what Paul's doing. He's picking on us a little bit, and he's saying, hey, do you really understand this truth? Because this is a very important truth. So he first asks the question, and then he turns right back around and he affirms it with a statement of fact. Therefore, we have been buried with Him through baptism into death. Paul doesn't conjecture about this. He says it as a matter of fact. We have been buried with Him through baptism into death. So we actually died with Him. We were buried with Christ in His experience. And this is exactly what our baptism into Christ includes. It includes a lot of things. And Paul's going to begin to unpack all these things for us in the coming chapters. And this is the power of the work of Christ. This takes your Christian experience, quite frankly, to a whole nother level. I'm not trying to dramatize this, but I'm trying to tell you, if you don't live in the reality of these truths, you're quite simply living somewhere short of what God wants you to live. And this is why we're studying the book of Romans, because it's so important for us to understand these truths, because these truths will set you free. And God wants you to be free. You want to be free. I want to be free. And this is God's provision for us to be free. It's in knowing these truths and living in the reality of them. And this is what I love about Paul, because Paul speaks so confidently in these truths. It's not open for discussion. He clearly says, we have been buried with Him through baptism into His death. Why? Was it just so that we could die to the power of sin? Well, that's part of it. But then he goes on to say, so that the reason our death with Christ happens is so that as Christ was raised from the dead, you see, there's the connection. There's never death without resurrection when it comes to the gospel. Now, we can talk a lot about death, but Paul only talks about death as it relates to resurrection. Resurrection always follows death. And so Paul says, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. So Paul's saying that we participate in His death so that we can also participate in His resurrection. And the resurrection of Christ means newness of life for us. It means that we have a totally new experience in life. We don't live according to the old experience. You know, this reminds me of what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, along in there. He says, if any man is in Christ, see, there's the transference, there's the baptism, there's the movement from Adam into Christ. Paul says, if any man is in Christ, if any woman is in Christ, then he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. So God wants to recreate us into a newness of life. He doesn't take our old condition and kind of wash us up and clean us up and leave us to function and to survive there in that realm. No, he forgives us, washes us, moves us into Christ, and puts us in a place of newness, puts us in a condition of being dead to sin. Now, Paul's going to go into more detail about the mechanics of what it means to be dead to sin. And I love unpacking this truth because herein lies the answer. Herein lies the solution to sin. I can't tell you how many times in my own personal life I have had to do the work related to my own sin in my own life. And it's ultimately led me to this life-transforming truth concerning my sinful actions, is knowing that my freedom from my sinful actions is not related to my ability to stop doing them. It's related to my willingness to enter into a deep, abiding place of faith and belief that I am dead to sin. Because when you are dead to sin, we're going to find out that sin no longer has any power over you. And I can't tell you how many believers I talk with and I interact with in different places that I go where people come and they say, hey, how do I manage this sin in my life? And I say, you can't manage sin in your life. God never called you to manage sin in your life. God first and foremost forgives you for every sin in your life. It's already forgiven. First of all, breathe in the beauty and the freedom that comes from knowing you are forgiven. And now go to Romans 6. Find your identity in your participation in death with Christ and your resurrection into newness of life. This is where we're going to go, and this is what we're going to get into more detail in the following episodes. I trust it's been encouraging for you so far. I think it's going to get better and better. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.